Hey everybody, it's Talking Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is another day, another player profile and projection. These are profiles and projections, Jake. And we're counting down until the day the Talking Yanks crew arrives in spring training, feet on soil. Today, we are doing a man we love. I don't know what day it is. We recorded these in advance. But I surely hope it's a Tuesday, and if it's not, we'll just act like it is, because we're doing Tanaka. Masahiro Tanaka Tuesday.
I think me and Masahiro would just be great friends.
You'd be like his little pet squirrel.
Okay. No, I didn't picture it like that. No. Did not picture it like that.
I think feeding you peanuts.
I think we would both send jokes back and forth that neither of us fully understood, but we knew we were making jokes, and then we just try to stay straight-faced until someone blew the cover. So that's my prediction for me and Masahiro Tanaka.
My thoughts on Tanaka, which I'm sure many would say are racist, but it's just because I don't understand, like, I've never heard him talk, but I just think of him as, like, this funny icon. Like, he is funny. Yes. Like, he has a sense of humor, you know? But I don't really know his personality, but it blows my mind when he's posting Instagrams in the off season and he's at these Japanese galas dressed up in a suit and tie. And he's like the special host and his wife is like the number three pop star in all of Japan. And he was hanging out with this girl who is called the Beyonce of Japan, who has like 7 million Instagram followers. And Tanaka was having a slumber party with her and his wife and shit. And I think he's like the man.
He's a cool A-Rod. He's Jeter.
He's Jeter of Japan, and I just see him as funny, silly Tanaka because I don't know Japanese, so I don't know his personality.
So if you're listening, you can tell this is already skewed because we think Tanaka's our best friend. the pride of Komide Tomokomai High School in Japan.
Just say Japan, man. Just say the pride of Japan.
Last year, I don't think he even pitched in the first half, so we won't talk about that. No, he had a tough first half, like a weirdly bad first half. Like, scary, do we have to give him a surgery? Bad first half. He ended up with a 4.74 ERA. Not atrocious, not what he can do. He's got a career MLB ERA of 3.56. So, in contrary to that, yes, that's terrible. But what he showed down the stretch in the playoffs, I'll let you talk about that a little bit because you'll get some teary eyes going.
He's a bad man.
Bad man.
Dude, he was strutting. Who was talking about it? Tolley. Josh Tolley was saying, like, even Tanaka's – no, actually, I think this was
– I think it was CeCe.
Yeah, I think it was CeCe and Ryan – it was Ryan Rocco on the podcast. It was all that one day we listened to all this stuff. But Ryan Rocco was talking about how Tanaka in the playoffs was like strutting around the mound. Flexed.
Yeah.
Like
he was peacocking.
Yes, peacocking is the perfect word. And he's just a bad man. Just he didn't want to mess with him. What, 20 innings, 200 runs or some shit like that. He came back in the second half and was the Tanaka we know and love. It was really like, what, five terrible games? One, two, three, four, five, six terrible games in the first half. Really bad, really sad. I know a lot of sports fans get angry at the player when they do terrible, which is totally fine. You watch sports, how you watch sports. If you want to be, whatever feelings you have while watching sports are your feelings, and sports is something of fun, so do it. I don't get mad. I wasn't angry with Tanaka. My heart was broken in two because he was just getting shelled.
Yeah, and here's the home run ball killed him last year. 35 home runs, which I guess you have to say unacceptable. Not like I'm doing any better, but you just kind of have to call it how you see it sometimes. But exclamation point. That's going to be my new 2018 thing. But 178 get the fans real jacked up. 100. So Tanaka in 2016, 3.07 ERA, 199 innings pitched, 165 strikeouts. Tanaka in 2017 was 4.74 ERA, like we discussed, 178 innings pitched, so almost 28 innings less, but he had 194 strikeouts. So in 20 less innings, he had 30 more strikeouts in 2017, yet his ERA was almost 2 points worse. So like we've talked about advanced stats, I know you don't love them. I like them a little bit. They like opposite regression is going to kick in here, and he's going to come back a lot closer to what his career averages are.
I said I like stats for projecting, and our boy Adam, who writes for Talkin' Yanks, did a whole thing about how Tanaka's stats in the second half show that he's going to go back to form. Opposite of regression, like you just said. What does Baseball Reference have as his projection? Time for me to get mad.
Time for Jimmy to get mad. So age 29, they have him going 12-8 with a 4-1 ERA, 169 innings, 164 strikeouts, with a 79% reliability on that.
What was his ERA?
4-1.
And a good amount of games pitched?
12 and 18, 170 innings.
Okay. So that's, they're not projecting. 30. Yeah. So they're not projecting any major injuries there. Last year, he didn't have any major injuries and he pitched 180 and he had a couple games where he had to come out in like the third inning. So, all right. Go fuck yourself. Baseball Reference. He's going to have a better year than that. Are you ready for my prediction? Prediction, projection slash hope slash wish slash dream slash fist pumping like I'm at Jersey Shore, optimist, let's go Tanaka?
I guess so, yeah.
Last year was a rebuilding year when the season started. Nothing mattered. Tanaka was like, hey, why don't I just go mess around with slinging around, mess around with some new pitches. Maybe I'll throw less fastballs and I'll just throw a lot of sliders and or sinkers, or I'll throw more fastballs. Nothing matters. And then he got caught in a whirlwind where it's like, oh, wait. And he couldn't get back in time. 2018, money is in the middle of the table. We're all in. Tanaka is a man who wants the stage. We saw that in the playoffs last year. He wants the big stage. He is dedicated to his craft. He's coming back with a vengeance. He will be the best pitcher on the team in 2018. He will outperform everyone. It's going to be hat off after every inning, angry at the world. We're going to see Tanaka get mad about a pop fly every game this season because he thought it should have been a strikeout. That's how intense it's going to be. He's going to end with a 3.3-something ERA, 180 innings pitched, probably win every start.
Perfect season. Wow, man.
Okay, the perfect season is not true, but I do think he's going to come back with a vengeance.
I think he's going to do everything you said, but slightly better, so my take's just a little hotter. So my take's the hot take. Your take's lame now.
You son of a bitch.
No, I give me, I think you're right, man. I think what Tanaka showed us in the playoffs and what he's also going to bring back, especially seeing Verlander, watching himself, being a part of that playoff run. I think Tanaka knows the team can be special. He can be special. And man, I just think he's going to rip it. And why wouldn't you? I know it's supposed to be more fun on podcasts and stuff if I was fighting you right now and say, oh, Tanaka's done. He's going to be 4.45 ERA. He's going to be out of the league next year. But what we saw in the playoffs, how can you say that?
His arm's going to fall off. He needs Tommy John. And he can't pitch during the day.
Yeah. So that's those are everybody else's takes. Let's if you have those takes, you're bad. I mean the dude's just special. How about I'll tighten up a little bit and go at 16-8. He has another bad stretch this year for some reason, just to piss everybody off. But he goes 16-8.
Mother-in-law comes to town.
What did I say Sonny's ERA was going to be? Because I do have him better than Sonny.
I don't fucking forget, man.
I don't know. You said 3-3. I'll go 3-3 and we'll call it friends. How about that?
All right, friends. Okay, that's it. That's what we got for Tanaka. Let us know what you guys think. And also, let it be known that if you're a Yankee fan and you don't like Tanaka, I still like you, but just a bit less than I would. You should like Tanaka. I don't understand why people don't like Tanaka. I don't get it.
If you don't like him, go to his baseball reference page and check out like what he's actually done. He's 52-28 career. 3.5 ERA for the Yankees. So.
And almost every part of his name is fun to yell. Masa! Tanaka! Hero!
Hero!
All right. Thanks for listening.
It's a weird ending.
It was a weird ending. I feel like we should say something else besides us just yelling. No. Okay. All right. Thanks for listening. Rate, review, subscribe. We're going to be in spring training soon. And send us some ideas. I don't know. Keep listening. Thanks, everyone.
Six-star review.
Six-star review. Still haven't got it. Kind of getting mad. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey everybody, it's Talkin' Jake here, and I want to tell you about a new podcast and video series you're not going to want to miss. The Deal. Every week, A-Rod and Bloomberg reporter Jason Kelly speak with big-time athletes, entertainers, executives, Maria Sharapova, Strahan, Jeter, and more. The Deal takes you behind the scenes into those worlds of sports, media, and entertainment. From Bloomberg Podcasts and Bloomberg Originals, you can listen to The Deal on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.